Good afternoon, and I will try to be the way. Okay. I would like to speak today about international cooperation in research and development field for increase of nuclear safety and support of new build projects in Czech Republic. This is the structure of my presentation. After introduction, I will speak about EU activities and projects with special emphasis on SNTP technological platform, then OECD NEA activities and projects, IEA, and at last the US NRC and the DOE programs and support. Then I will summarize the presentation. International cooperation in nuclear safety research and development has a long tradition, beginning with the President Eisenhower Atom for Peace speech in the United Nations General Assembly in 1953. Okay. The interest of all nations in avoiding nuclear accidents has stimulated cooperation between countries throughout the decades of operation and nuclear fission of nuclear fission reactors. As a result, an international cooperation in this field has been and continues to be unusually intensive. One of the most important elements of the nuclear safety is the safety assessment, which could be either deterministic or probabilistic safety analysis, which serves, among other, in licensing of new nuclear power plants. The principal role of the NPP safety analysis is historically reflected in the name of the basic document of each nuclear power plant, the Safety Analysis Report, SAR. The safety assessment or analysis of nuclear power plant is an essential activity in all phases of NPP life cycle, starting from designing, licensing, startup procedures, operation with regular updates of the safety analysis report or periodic safety reviews, design modifications, fuel modifications, decommissioning. Now I will mention a couple of EU activities and projects. The European Union involvement in nuclear research over the past decades has been carried out through the instrument of the framework programs, FP. There were seven of them, FP1 to FP7, in the last three decades, let's say. Then they have been followed by the Horizon 2020, which ran from 2014 to 2020. And currently there is Horizon Europe, started in 2021, seven-year program. An important role in the shaping of European energy politics and organization of cooperation in nuclear research, development and innovation plays the SNTP Association and Technology Platform, which I will present at next slides. The SNTP was set in 2007 under the auspices of the European Commission with the goal to support technological development for enhancing safe and competitive nuclear fission in a climate-neutral and sustainable energy mix. What is very good about SNTP is that the association gathers various types of stakeholders, industry, operators of power plants, research centers, safety organizations, universities, non-governmental organizations, and SMEs. At the bottom of the slide, there are the links to the website, both open website and the members' website of SNTP. This is the overview of the members. There is more than 100 members nowadays from 25 different countries. I cannot show you, but there are in the upline, there is the, for example, the CHESS utility. In the second line, there is the Center of Research of RESH. And new member is the Czech Technical University. And in the bottom line is UJV RESH, which I am from. This is the structure of SNTP in main parts, General Assembly, President, the Governing Board, three pillars, which are technically most important, Nugenia, ESNI, and NC2I, which I will show on the next slide. Couple of committees, the most important is the Committee for Scientific and Industrial Innovation, and among last but not least the support office. There are three pillars, as I mentioned, and there is the view and the number of common activities, so there is a synergy between the pillars. Here is the brief description of these three pillars of SNETP. First one is Nugenia, which is a pillar focused on the nuclear generation 2 and 3 reactors. The second one is ESNI, European Sustainable Nuclear Industrial Initiative, focused on the Gen 4 reactors, fast reactors mostly. And the third one is European Nuclear Cogeneration Industrial Initiative, NC2I, so cogeneration oriented. A new area is very active in the last 2 years called the European SMR Pre-Partnership. It was initiated after the first EU workshop on small modular reactors in June 2021. So it now runs for 2 years and 2 months. Objective of this initiative is to identify enabling conditions and constraints toward safe design, construction, operation of SMRs in Europe in the next decades. And work in this partnership is organized in 5 work streams. And in last month, there was published the final reports from all these 5 work streams, plus the summary report, and you can find it and the link given at the bottom of the page. Some couple of words to SNETP mission and services. First one, building strategic visions and route mapping, which enable members to express their R&D needs and priorities, identify research gaps, promote innovation initiative, and so on. There is a number of strategic documents like Nugenia vision, NC2I roadmap. Now, lastly, we edited and published the SNETP strategic research and innovation agenda. Now we are working on the SNETP deployment strategy. So a lot of strategic documents, which serves also to EU when inspiring and preparing their documents. Technically, a very important part of the SNETP activities are support of for development of project ideas and proposals, plus labeling of them, which means we prove that the project idea is in compliance with SNETP objectives. The online SNETP Open Innovation Platform, SOIP, was created to serve to this process, and I will show on the next slide how it looks. Naturally, this is the preparation phase for the project ideas, then the project, when they find the funding or they can run on in-kind regime, then the dissemination of results is important, to not to be closed in some box. So dissemination also, there is a portfolio of projects and links to results of these projects and at the SNETP website. Another mission is establishing active networking to address cross-sectorial challenges and to promote partnership around innovative ideas, like facilitating synergies with other technology platforms in EU and interacting with international initiatives and players in the field of nuclear energy. We participate in preparation of set plant, the GIF, OECD, IEA, Generation 4, International Forum, and so on. Here is a small part of this SOIP platform where everybody, every member of the SNETP can prepare a project idea. It goes in steps from template 1 to template 2, and then it could be even labeled project idea. So here you can see the columns are for different pillars, and the first one is ESNI. And then the 7 are Nugenia Technical Area 1, 2 to 7. And there are the numbers of the project idea in different stage of their development, template 1, 2, and label. Here is an overview of the projects which were labeled, and most of them are running or were finished, the SNETP portfolio. And here I gave three projects which are just running, and I can give some information to them because we are participating in them. The APAL project is focused on existing reactors in a long-term operation regime when the reactor pressure vessel is an important component, and we must know if there is not too big risk of PTS, pressurized thermal shock. So the APAL project is focused on development of advanced methods for safety analysis of these risk. Pastel's project is focused on the passive safety systems, both experimental work and code development and validation. And the SAFEG project is focused on Gen 4 reactors, on the gas-cooled fast reactors. One more example from the my company, UJV, results from one project. It is from the project MagSafer, which is also running just now. And here are some examples from the NuScale reactor modeling, both on a thermohydraulic level with the ATLET computer code and on the Neutronic level with the DIN3 computer code. Okay, let's move from EU to OECD NEA activities and projects. Main OECD NEA activities and tools related to international cooperation in the field of nuclear safety can be listed in this way. 8 standing committees, when the most important for us is the Committee on Safety on Nuclear Installations. Then there is a big number of working parties and expert groups. I give here just, for example, a working group on analysis and management of accidents, WGAMA. Just 2 weeks ago, there was the plenary session of WGAMA in Paris. Expert group on small modular reactors, CSNI code validation metrics, now very important activity, producing more than 5 validation matrices. Now this activity is reactivated, and the validation matrix for SMR reactors will be prepared. And then there is a row of international standard problems. Now there are the number ISP 52, I think, is the last one, and benchmarks, very, very valuable for computer code users to be able to validate and compare results against experiments. Then there are 26 international joint projects active nowadays. I gave here a couple of examples like Halden, PKL, ROSA, ATLAS, TAI, ETARINUS, RBHT, and NEA Data Bank is a valuable activity. Again, a couple of examples of Czech organizations, participation, OECD. There are just 4 of them. In fact, we are participating in more OECD projects. The first one is ATLAS III project running just now, which is focused on code validation on data from the Korean experimental facility ATLAS plus Cube, which is modeling the APR 1400. RBHT, this acronym stands for Rod Bundle Heat Transfer. It is not integral test, but separate effect test focused on rod bundle in accident conditions when there is a deteriorated heat transfer and some overheating, and then the reflux quenching can occur. So these are these experiments and code validation. Experiments are run at the Penn State University. Another example is the preparation of status report of the best practice in a safety analysis of design extension conditions. As you know, probably this is the new element of safety, these design extension conditions, especially after the Fukushima. So the safety analysis are quite new, and this project, this international project, is very valuable to bring the best practice in this field. And then I gave here another example, just starting project, ISP 51. Which is a Chinese project. They built a new integral test facility, ASME, which is modeling AP 1200 reactor. So it could be very valuable, especially for us, if the preferred bidder will be, or preferred design will be AP 1000. These data will be very valuable for us for preparation for safety analysis. IA activities and projects, just a very brief information from the point of view of nuclear safety and international cooperation. One should mention the IACRP projects, then the consulting groups preparing safety standards, then the consulting groups preparing documents of lower level like safety reports or tech docs, and then specific projects like project focused on the external hazards, or nowadays the project focused on the SMRs. USNRC and DOV programs. These programs were, or are still, very important for us because they enable distribution of advanced computer codes to smaller countries which don't have the capacities for developing of their own computer codes covering all fields of safety and assessment. The most important probably is the CAMP program, which is a follower of the ICAP program that started already in the 80s, and in this program all members that have agreement with NRC can get and use the thermohydraulics and neutronics computer codes like TRACE, SNAP, PARCS, RELAP, and some other. Here's the map with the members all around the world. Another USNRC program is the CSARP, which is focused on the civil accident analysis, and they distribute the MELCOR and MAX computer codes. And another one is the RAMP program, which is focused on radioactive radiation protection computer codes. The DOE, Department of Energy, is running the IRUG group, International RELAP User Group, in which they distribute the RELAP 5.3D computer code. And here is an example of our application of this computer code to the Temelin power plant modeling and some calculation. I think it was the boron dilution with some asymmetry in the core power. Okay, let me go to summary. International cooperation in the field of nuclear safety research and development and innovation has been traditionally very strong and is even growing now today. Active involvement of Czech organizations in the international R&D program and projects enable effective building of know-how, which is consequently applied in support of existing and planned NPPs. Key tasks in the area of safety assessment for existing power plants could be listed like this: support for long-term operation, continuous improvement on safety and economical factors, and licensing of new fuels and mix cores. Key factors for new builds, either for big PWR or light water SMRs, which are the most probable in Czech Republic. Then here we are trying to build know-how for licensing analysis for PWR and SMRs, actively participate in the preparation of licensing framework for these power plants, and we are preparing for independent reviews on SMR designs. It means expert judgments. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Any questions? No question after lunch. Okay. This could be expected.
It looks like there are no questions.
Then the chair must have prepared question. At least one. Danish.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Here is one question.
Yes, there is.
One short question. Thank you very much. Do you have a program for licensing the SMRs in Czech Republic? Maybe I didn't catch it well.
You think program is it running? Like project? Or
I mean for the, I'll say for Mrs. Drábová, I mean, for the... Yeah, exactly.
In fact, the number of these projects I mentioned is international projects, are focused on SMRs, and we have also some national projects dealing with some detailed aspects of licensing of SMRs.
What is the status? I mean, what's the time scale for the licensing and so on? Do you know?
Licensing will start when the utility will say, okay, I decided I will build this one. So this is not our task, but we must be ready to be able to license it. And that's good because we prepared models of NuScale And so the other SMRs which are in the game, I think more or less the PWR type, there with just some couple of specific components like helical steam generators. So it is not so difficult for us because CHESS decided for light water SMR. So then it is much more easy. So I would say we are ready, maybe nowadays, but we are still improving our knowledge, both for PWR and SMRs. We are continuing.
Maybe I could add some semi answer concerning of it. Libor Matejů, maybe you know me. There is some idea that when is not no licensing program for a small modular reactors here in the Czech Republic, that there is the for licensing the large reactors, and it will be valid for this time. And in near future, I believe that it will be developed through to three teams which are working for IAEA. One is involved in technical questions, another one in systematic questions of system and grid, and next one is concerning of the economy of this. And they are working on the, making easier these licensing programs than are for light water reactors, the large ones.
Yeah, thank you. In fact, yes, there are two decisions which should be taken, one from utility, which SMR, and one from a regulatory body or IAEA, how to simplify a regulatory process. We must be technically ready to do the analysis and assessment, but these decisions are, from other sides. Yeah, I had that program on the slide. Franta?
One of the hot candidates for SMR by CHESS is the boiling water reactor, Beorix 300. Does it is valid also what you have said for light water reactors in this case?
You got me. we should add some validation work on boiling water reactor specific features. You're right. Yeah. If it is buildable, it's easier. Boiling water reactor, there should be some work. Yeah. And I would like it. I think our regulatory body was unhappy with boiling water reactor because it is, for their knowledge, also a challenge to assess boiling water reactor. Okay, so yeah, we would have to invest some capacity to prepare our programs and our knowledge for BWR. Maybe what I haven't mentioned, in Czech Republic, when you want to make a safety analysis of power plant, you must have a license. The computer code and you as a user must go to the licensing process, which is organized under SUJB guide BN 2.4. And there are six committees for neutronics, thermohydraulics, civil accidents. And the user must prepare the documents about the validation and about the QA of around the program, and then the committee decides if yes or not, if organization can do safety analysis, and then it goes to SUJB and they issue the decision. So yes, we usually nowadays we have in this decision that we are ready for making safety analysis for VVR and PWR and SMR. PWR is still a challenge, so yeah.
Okay, any other questions, comments, remarks? If not, thank you again.
Thank you.